symptoms of nonverbal learning disabilities. Difficulty understanding or interpreting facial expressions and the tone people use during a conversation. They may also have difficulty understanding rules within a social environment. The results of these difficulties can lead to low self-esteem, anxiety or avoidance of social situations. A lack of understanding towards different types of communication, such as metaphors, body language or even humor. A person with a nonverbal learning disability may attempt to improvise by laughing when they think they should laugh, rather than genuinely finding the moment funny, due to a lack of contextual understanding. Poor organizational skills may lead to academic issues, such as limited mathematical or language skills due to the inability to arrange or organize numbers or words. Although the condition won't always directly affect the individual's verbal, mathematical or social ability, their other symptoms, such as organization or a lack of understanding within social situations, may cause challenges in these areas. Challenge to make or maintain friendships due to a lack of understanding of social cues, facial expressions or emotions. Multitasking may be difficult due to symptoms such as a poor attention span, limited development of organizational skills, and a lack of focus towards individual tasks, meaning that performing multiple activities simultaneously could prove difficult. You may recognize many of these symptoms as associated with dyspraxia, Asperger's syndrome, or autistic spectrum conditions. Many people with a nonverbal learning disability are misdiagnosed with these conditions. Although there are often overlapping symptoms between various learning disabilities, learning difficulties and autism spectrum conditions, each one will require a different approach to assessing the symptoms. However, it is possible, and quite common, for an individual to be diagnosed with more than one of these conditions. Nonverbal learning disability causes. It is understood that nonverbal learning disabilities are usually caused by a change in the brain's right hemisphere, either through the effects of a brain injury or during development. Nonverbal learning disability diagnosis. As with other learning disabilities, there will need to be communication between parents and teachers over the child's behavior and symptoms to gain an overall view of the situation. If necessary, an educational psychologist can be contacted, who can assess further. There will be an assessment so that the psychologist can examine the symptoms. The child may be asked to perform specific tasks to demonstrate their cognitive, physical, verbal, or social ability. Why is a diagnosis critical? If the symptoms become apparent early enough, it is a good idea to act quickly to gain an assessment and a diagnosis. This is because the sooner you can get specialist support for the child, the fewer disadvantages they may face in their schooling. Of course, symptoms may become apparent once the child gets older or even reaches adolescence or adulthood. At these stages, other options will be available, such as external support outside of class during secondary school or evening classes for an adult. Some universities can provide an allowance towards funding for the student's support. The funding can go towards a mentor or an external study support tutor outside class. The support can also be put towards a particular laptop if the student finds writing with a pen challenging or if they find a computer screen easier to navigate. It is still possible to get a diagnosis as a teenager or an adult, but it is likely via a doctor, who can refer an individual to a psychologist. The world can be intimidating for an adult with an NVLD because much of the expectations from peers and others they come into contact with will be that they have gained sufficient knowledge of the broader world from their schooling and academic studies. And thus, there may be an initial lack of empathy or understanding from people who meet the individual. An adult diagnosed with an NVLD can be advised on the best ways to inform others of their condition and explain how it affects them. Nonverbal learning disabilities treatment. It would be beneficial for young children to have supervision within social situations, observe how they are performing and give them any help they may need. This may also help their peers and friends better understand the child's difficulties or provide more context for behavior. Physical sports can be recommended to help improve motor skills and hand-eye coordination, and this may also encourage the child to engage with their peers and make friends. It will be possible to give the child a particular, simulated social scenario to monitor their natural social skills and to allow time for them to be given feedback on their behavior. This can be done in an academic environment, but the child may be more comfortable doing this with their parents or a trusted adult. Conclusion. A nonverbal learning disability, NVLD, is a condition that can cause symptoms affecting numerical comprehension and interpretation of social cues or body language. It can also cause the individual to need better organizational skills. These symptoms can cause limitations in other areas, such as physical movement, multitasking, or making friends.